I never thought it would come to this. I've just come off the phone with a company called Trail Finders, with a guy called Zach, who's in their Belfast office. And I rang up this morning in order to find out what this company could do for me. Now, I'd already been on to Skyscanner and Kayak, are websites that will get you the cheapest flight from A to B. And I just thought, oh look, we're thinking of going on a 3-week holiday, which is unprecedented. Don't think we've ever been on a holiday that long before. We did go to Egypt donkeys years ago for 2.5 weeks. This would be 3 weeks. So I ring up and I get through to this guy, this Zach. And I tell him early on, right at the beginning really, that I'd like to have information, a quotation really, of how much it would cost to fly to Japan. Well, my first surprise was that he said to me, why do you want to go to Japan? And I said a few words and I then said to him, have you ever been to Japan? And he said, yes. And it turns out he's been there several times and terribly knowledgeable about Japan. Very easy guy to chat to. And we had about 15 minutes chat. He does like to chat. And I assumed, well, he's chatting while his computer is looking for information. And then I said, look, I have to go at 12:15. And he said, well, look, call me back after your meeting. Or I'll call you back. We can carry on talking about it. All I wanted was a flight. I'd given no thought whatsoever to where we wanted to go to in Japan. My wife had mentioned Kyoto, and that's the only name that stuck. And didn't want to spend a lot of time in Tokyo. Forgive me, I'm eating a piece of toast. Zach transitioned very impressively into talking to me about touring Japan, going with a tour. I had no interest in going on a tour. I thought of us landing in Japan and making our own way. But he made the tour prospect so interesting that I have taken serious interest in going on a tour for about 10 days in Japan. And then some of the rest of the time, or maybe all of the rest of the time, making out what we want to do ourselves. And this tour that he told me about seemed awfully comprehensive. It was a great experience. We broke off, got in touch after I'd gone to my meeting, which is why I had to break off. This company, Trail Finders, I think I once used them, but so long ago. It was back before the internet was ever invented, or Google was invented, or anything like that. And it was a one-stop shop. It still is a one-stop shop. It advertises itself as having kind of expert travel advisors who will talk to you one-to-one. And that's what this guy did. And I'm now sitting on top of basically a quotation for flight, all the transfers and everything like that, plus about 10-day tour of Japan. I haven't told my wife that I've gone down the road of looking at a tour. I don't know what she'll think of that. Okay, it's not cheap. It's not cheap at all. But I'm assured that cost of living in Japan is not that expensive. Where I actually thought it would be horrendous. But the price of a pint is about €5, which is very comparable with Ireland. I know public transport is terribly cheap, but apparently restaurants are cheap too. Anyway, I'm at the very, very beginning of researching whether we can afford to go to Japan. And all I know about Japan could be summarized really by the fact that I read the book Shogun and loved it donkeys years ago. And I've also seen the film, and I've also watched the No, wait a minute. I've seen the series and the film. Oh, I'm confusing myself. Anyway, I've seen stuff on TV about Japan, and I've also in the cinema seen Lost in Translation, which I thought was a really good film and put me off ever going to Tokyo in my life. There we are. Japan. We're talking about going to Japan later this year. And it was all my wife's idea. She's wanted to go to Japan all her life, nearly. In fact, it's the number one place in the world that she would like to go. And she wants definitely, I feel sure, to go and see the cherry blossoms. There we are. All the best. And by the way, I'm not leaving for Japan in the foreseeable future. But maybe the future is foreseeable.